How would the German government feel about seeing Donald Trump as the next U.S. president? Well, on a visit to Washington, Germany's foreign minister, Frank-Walter Steinmeier, indirectly criticized the Republican frontrunner's stance on migration and what he called the politics of fear. Trump himself has taken aim at Berlin's policies in his campaign, leaving many to wonder how relations between the two countries would change if indeed he ends up winning.
Peaceful, and in recent years friendly once again, could describe the mood between the U.S. Secretary of State and Germany's foreign minister, and transatlantic relations overall. But now German policymakers feel this friendship is at risk. And all because of this man, Donald Trump. It's unlikely he'll ever be a close friend of Germany. To him, that crazy country that takes in refugees.
We're not letting the Syrians come into our country. We have no idea who they were. They could be ISIS. Look at what's happened with Germany. Look at what's happened to Sweden. Look at what's happened to Brussels. It's not going to happen to our country.
This shrill tone is worrying Germany's otherwise sedate foreign policymakers. Donald Trump as U.S. president is something that the German foreign minister didn't want to directly comment on in Washington. Instead, he had these words to say to a group of students. In Germany and in Europe, something is gaining momentum in our domestic politics. And to be honest, I'm also seeing it here in the United States during the primary campaigns. It's the politics of fear. It's dangerous for Europe and the U.S. It's bad for the world. And in the end, it will also be bad for our transatlantic relations. Leading Democrat candidate Hillary Clinton at least has the advantage of being predictable from the foreign minister's point of view. They've known each other since her days as Secretary of State. The German government views Clinton as a far better choice than Trump.